I'm Derek Cardwell, and on today's Lely Radio Sports page, we are talking Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame with Knoxville Raceway historian Eric Arnold. And Eric, we've been on radio together a couple times already. Eric, welcome, and Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame coming up, inductions. The first thing, and I know that you probably get this too, sometimes there's confusion between you and the Sprint Car Hall of Fame, two completely different sets of halls of fame, and explain how you know, your Hall of Fame works and what the selection process is.
Yeah, so the Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame has been around since 1979, and the National Sprint Car Hall of Fame was erected there in the mid-90s and early 90s. So the National Hall of Fame obviously covers the entire country of the United States. We're Knoxville Raceway. This is a Hall of Fame that celebrates the people that have contributed directly to Knoxville Raceway in the weekly racing program. So we definitely want to, you know, celebrate and recognize those people that have made big contributions.
What is a selection process eligibility requirements for Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame?
Eligibility, there's kind of a set of guidelines we have. If you're a driver, you need to be retired for a full year, or if you're still an active driver, it's 50 years old and a track champion. So in a few years, Clint Garner is going to be 50 years old. He's a track champion, so he would be eligible, you know, in a couple of years when that happens. And then, otherwise, it's years of service, a combination of those kinds of things. Usually, if you've got 25 years of service, then you're probably going to be on the short list to, you know, to get in.
And there is a banquet coming up too on July 6th. Tell us about that, and you know, public invited.
Yep, open to the public, July 6th in Dyer Hudson Hall. We'll induct all six of those inductees that day, and there's a luncheon at noon. Tickets are $10. Just call the ticket office during business hours, and they'll get you set up with tickets. And it's open to the public. You get a lunch out of the deal, and it's about an hour and a half long program. And we do interview each driver and take pictures. And it's kind of cool to see everybody come back and kind of have that reunion every year. Usually some of the past Hall of Fame inductees come to it as well.
And I know the Sprint Car Hall of Fame kind of drags theirs out, and you know, they have that right to do that. You try to get it over with in at least an hour and a half, because you know, you got races that night too.
Hour and a half, 2 hours tops is kind of our goal. Yes.
All right. Well, let's talk about some of the inductees. Tony Bakhoven, of course. You know, we all have heard Tony Bakhoven. If you're a fan at the Knoxville Raceway in the last 28 years, you have heard his voice, and you know, talk about, you know, years of service to the raceway.
Yeah, so the longest tenured announcer we've ever had at the track, which is kind of amazing to think about. But, yeah, I mean, he's been such a great ambassador for the sport. He's obviously a great announcer for us and represents the track well, a great ambassador as he travels with all of his other side gigs with where he's done TV for, you know, Speed Channel or Speed Sports, you name it. He's done stuff for MRN Radio, you know, and he's been doing some races in St. Louis with IndyCar and NASCAR, so he's just been a great ambassador for everything in his home tracks, Knoxville, and this is home base for him, and he's just been a great announcer for us, yeah.
Next is Mahala Cox, and frankly, the safety crew should be inducted, period, but you know, she was just one of the stalwarts of the safety crew for so many years.
Very instrumental on advancing us from the point where the safety crew was just in T-shirts and jeans to we actually had equipment for the safety crew where they had suits, they had helmets. We actually had our own ambulance at the track that we were able to operate, and we were able to take control of a lot of that stuff. And so the awareness that she brought, and also just the administrative side on the paperwork side to get people EMT certified, she was very instrumental in making all that happen in the beginning.
I know years ago you had to have a doctor on site, but since everyone's an EMT, you don't have to do that now.
Yeah, I don't know if that was like the loophole back then, if we got enough people to be EMT certified that we didn't have to have a doctor on site anymore to have the ambulance here. But I'm sure there was something they figured out with insurance and all that, yeah.
Don Drow Jr., we're talking to Eric Arnold, Knoxville Raceway historian. I highlighted so much stuff. I don't know if you can talk about him for a minute or a minute and a half, because he's done so much. Never was a track champion, but man, oh so close several years.
Four different times he was a runner-up in the track championship. But yeah, made so many trips for so many years from Lincoln to come over here and race with us. And you know, he did win the 1,200-pound Nationals, which at the time was a very big event, 97 cars that weekend for that. And it was basically everybody except for the Outlaws who came to that show. And that was at the birth of the weight rule at the time. And it was a really big deal, and it was a crazy event where – it was a 30-lap A-main, and a handful of cars ran out of gas while they were leading, and he actually wrecked on the first lap and came back and won the thing. And he actually crossed the line second. Kenny Jacobs won, and but Kenny Jacobs didn't make weight, and it was just a crazy night and a really big win for him. And but to make the A-main of the Knoxville Nationals five times with five different car owners just shows how great of a driver he was.
Yeah, and he's been back this year even on a couple of occasions. Matt Morrow, I've gotten to know him quite well, but, you know, two track championships and
one
as a car owner. That speaks a lot for how well he did as a driver and still is as a car owner.
Yeah, Matt's just an all-around great guy. I mean, he's always positive. He's always upbeat. He's always welcoming to anyone that comes into his pit and wants to just talk. I mean, Matt's a talker. And, yeah, he's just been a great representative for us. He's been a really good race car driver. He's won on both the 410s and 360s and as a driver. And now he's, you know, a car owner that's won a track championship in the 410s. And just well-deserved on his part.
Bob Buns Richardson, I got to admit, I'm not as familiar with him as I am with some of these, but, you know, tell us a little bit about Bob. You know, obviously a very good owner and a mechanic that, you know, had a lot of winners here.
Yeah, so back in the mid-70s, he was a car owner. He brought his own number 57 from Lincoln over here and had actually one of Doug Wolfgang's very first trips over here was driving one of his cars. So, but then he went on to win races as a mechanic, and he's probably more well-known for winning track championships in the 360 Nationals a couple of times with Billy Alley. So just very knowledgeable when it comes to sprint cars on the mechanic side.
And then the final one, Doug Rehbarger, another one from the safety crew. Tells you how good this safety crew is when you have to, when you are able to induct two of them in 1 year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, Doug is just one of those guys that he was here for over 40 years and very dedicated to his craft. And fearless is the word that comes to my mind when I think of Doug. I mean, he was never afraid, never hesitated to jump into any situation, you know, whether there's a fire or there's just a bad accident where, you know, someone's going to be hurt and you've got, you know, a tough situation to deal with. But his leadership skills in those situations to instruct everybody else around him is really what stands out with him. He's fearless, and just the knowledge that he brought to situations over the years, you know, that whole experience paid off. And it was sad to see him retire, but well-earned. I mean, over 40 years. I mean, what more can you ask out of someone?
Absolutely. All right, 46th class of inductees in the 2024 Knoxville Raceway Hall of Fame. Again, Eric, tell us how we can get tickets, when and where it is, and, you know, when we can see this event.
July 6th at noon in Dyer Hudson Hall here at the Marion County Fairgrounds. Just call the ticket office, 641-842-5431. I would recommend calling Laura Shepherd. Laura is my go-to person for the Hall of Fame. She helps me out with a lot of stuff behind the scenes. So get a hold of her and order your tickets. They're $10. You get a lunch out of the deal and a pretty good program to honor some people.
And I can vouch for that. Laura, I know Laura for several years. She does a very good job here. Eric, thanks a lot, and look forward to being at that event. Mike Roberts and I will be there doing some interviews, and we'll put together little features for each of the inductees.
Awesome. I appreciate you guys coming and supporting us.
That's Eric Arnold, Knoxville Raceway historian, on today's Lely Radio Sports page on KNIA, KRLS.